Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this first Sunday in September. Fall has already begun. Time flies. It's good to be here in the house of the Lord, together worshiping together at this place. God has given us another day to live in this world and to be a blessing here in this world. So let us be thankful and rejoicing in our hearts with gratefulness for the life that God has given us to live in this world. He has also kept us safe through these past days and weeks. He has given us good health and strength in our bodies. Let us be thankful for that as well as we come before God to worship together. If you can turn with me to the announcements in the second page of the bulletin. We have the Georgia Mountain Food Bank Ministry still going on. Please, donate in cash or kind, and as well, the bin is at the back of the door here. You can actually drop off the groceries and the list that they need. The Joy in the Journey book is available for sale still. It's going to be $10 that will benefit our mission work from this church. And also the address is listed there for your continued communication with the church. Our September cooking class will be next Saturday at 10 o'clock in our fellowship hall. Please join us. We are going to have some good surprising dish that I believe Robert is going to do it. Is it going to be a surprise, Robert? It's a surprise. Okay, so please join us. And if you want to do a cooking class, let us know. It's a great time to have a fellowship as well as learning new skills. And the art class will be on the 18th, the following Saturday at 10 a.m. also in the fellowship class. Please join us for that as well. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued prayer and participation. Thank you for your continued support for the church and the ministry of God in this church and also to this community. We also accept donations by credit and debit cards on our website now or bank draft. Please use that facilities if you are into electronic payments. Please go to our website, piedmontumc.com, and click on online giving, and you will get different options to do that way. It is good to be here again, like Kevin and Gail are back after their travel. Nice to be with you here. And everyone else, thanks for joining together and also online. Are there any other announcements that I missed or I need to add? If not, let us go to God to worship Him together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing."
Blessing, tune the heart to sing thy grace, strength of mercy never ceasing, comfort songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mound I'm fixed upon it, mound of thy redeeming love. Would to grace our greater debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave my heart to take and seal it for thy courts above.
Please be seated. Let us go to God in prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us together. together in your name to worship you and adore you. We acknowledge the glory of the eternal triune God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who gave everything to us, including our lives, as a gift in this world. Thank you for your manifold blessings that you shower upon us, even when we don't deserve it. Thank you for your faithfulness every day, even when we have been unfaithful to you. Above all, eternal Father, you opened the way of eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this world to die for us and gave his life and rose from the dead, so that everyone, regardless of race and nation, you promised the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we can come before you as your children, in different in many ways, but one in spirit, to worship and praise you for your marvelous works. We thank you for this congregation here today. Lord, bless us as a church as we do your ministry in community and around the world. Guide us with your Holy Spirit to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in heaven and also around this world and also the angels in heaven. Bless us, Lord, as we take part in the communion today, that we will be strengthened by your Holy Spirit, that we can be more faithful for you and also to be a blessing in this world in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It is greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. Good morning, Martha. Thank you for joining.
Good morning. I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you turn up the volume?
Martha, can you hear us?
No, I can barely hear you.
Victor, good morning. Thanks for joining.
He's on the coast.
We'll be singing, standing on the promises. If you're able, please stand for the...
Standing, I'm standing. the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Please remain standing for the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 85, verses 1 through 7. Lord, you showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob.
You forgave the iniquity of your people. You pardoned all their sins.
You withdrew all of your wrath. You turned from your hot anger.
Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation toward us.
Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?
Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation.
It's the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It is our prayer time now as we come before God and together as one body to share our prayers of praises and give thanks to God for all the many blessings that we receive. And also it's a time to share our prayers of concerns and burdens together and lift them up to the Lord. And God is faithful, and his promise is that he will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. So trusting in his promises, we go to God in prayer with our prayers of blessings and prayers of our burdens at this time. The regular prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin. If you want to turn with me at the back, please pray. Continue to pray for these people and these items listed there, and post it in your study place or by prayer time area so that it will be a reminder for you to pray for these people and items regularly. I believe Kevin is doing better now. We have been praying for Kevin.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, too. Okay. And Kevin and Gail have been away traveling, and Kevin had a problem and he was in the hospital a couple of days, but he's back here with us now. Thanks be to God for that. And let us continue to pray for Martha and Rich, and also Jack. Martha, do you have anything to share?
No updates yet, but I'm doing okay.
Okay, it looks like we can't hear you for some reason. All right, we'll continue to pray for Martha, and is Jack doing okay, Linda?
He didn't have a good night last night.
Oh, he didn't, okay. Please pray for Jack as well. And also continue to keep Eddie in our prayers. She should be in a facility somewhere.
In Cleveland.
In Cleveland, Georgia. Okay, keep her, him in our prayers as well. Continue to pray for the family of James Hughes and also Miss Lou here, as they are grieving at the death of James. Please pray for continued peace for them and their family. Let us keep our nation in our prayers on a regular basis as we are going through some difficult times internally and also externally. Pray for the president, cabinet, and all the lawmakers and the governors of the states, those who are in power who make decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. Let us pray that God will provide them the wisdom to do the right thing and also to continue to lead the world as the leader of the world, as America has always been. Let us also pray for our military. Pray that that they will be safe wherever they are deployed, and also let us be thankful for their services that they have been doing. Let us also pray for our service workers, fire, police, our delivery people, trash workers, and a lot of people who are behind the scenes working for us on a daily basis. Let us be thankful for them. Please take a moment in your day or week and make it an effort to thank those people. It would be a great thing for them. And I have seen that when I did it. Our trash workers, just stop by and say, hey, thank you. Our mail carriers, just wait for them one day and say thank you to them. That makes a big, big difference in their lives. So please do that during this time and be thankful to them, and also thankful for their service. And also please remember them in our prayers for their safety and their families. Are there any other items to call out, or any names or any prayer items or praise? Yes, Jean.
Just add Dave.
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 It's a prayer request for Dave. All right. Let us keep the people who are affected by the hurricane in our prayers. Many people are still out of power and out of their homes. Please remember them in our prayers, and also the relief workers who are working there. If there are no other call outs or special items to call out, let us go to God in prayer. Yes. Oh, yes, Catherine. Sorry. Amen. Thank you, Catherine. Please pray for those who are still strangled in many places like Afghanistan and Middle East, especially Afghanistan. Keep in our prayers. A lot of Americans are still stuck there. That's what I hear. So pray for their safety, and also the new administration there. And God will control them and keep them in line with the rest of the world. Let us be in prayer for that as well. Let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in silent prayer, and I will close the prayer after that. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for our life with all its joys and blessings. You keep us safe, and you keep us under your care, even when we are not aware of your presence. Thank you for carrying us when we are weak, and thank you for lifting us up when we fall. Thank you for always remembering us, even when we are not remembering you. Thank you for your faithfulness every day. We come before you as your children, trusting in your promises that you will answer our prayers according to your grace and your will. Bless us, Lord, to trust you in your faithfulness as we look for our needs at this time. We come before you in various ways. We are broken in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirits. But you are the one who can make us whole. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, as we read in your scripture. When we are lonely, you are our friend. And when we go through sorrows and troubles, you give us comfort and peace and courage. Bless us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit today as we come before you, particularly as We lift up these names and items in your hands. We thank you for the good news about Maddie and the victories that they had. Bless them, Lord, and continue to be with her and to be a blessing to this world. We pray for Dave, as shared by Jean, and also we pray for all those people who are affected by the hurricane. Bless them, Lord, with your grace and mercy these days. We pray for Martha and Rich, Jack and Linda, and all those who are suffering from various illnesses. And also we pray for Eddie. Continue to keep them under your mighty protection and lift them with your mighty hands, Lord. Touch them with your healing hands according to their healing needs. Above all, we pray for peace that passeth all understanding to fill their hearts and minds, Lord. We pray for all of those who are affected by various problems and wars and issues in the various parts of the world. Especially we pray for the Middle East and Afghanistan and many parts who are really affected by many problems and issues. We particularly pray for those who are stranded in many parts, especially in Afghanistan, that you will open the right way so that they can get home in a timely manner. We pray for all those administrations that are coming up in various parts of the world, that you will be controlling them and giving them the guidance so that they will be working with the rest of the world to be at peace with each other, Lord. We pray for all of our national leaders, our president, cabinets, and lawmakers, and governors of our states who have to make tough decisions on a daily basis, particularly during this pandemic. Give them the grace and the wisdom of your Holy Spirit to do the right thing, Lord. Above all, we pray for your wisdom and also your guidance to guard them in the future days, Lord. We pray for all of those who are serving us in military, police, and fire, and those service workers and our delivery people who are all putting their lives at risk on a daily basis and serving us. We thank you for their services and also pray for them and their family's safety. Bless us, Lord, as a church, as we do work in your community here to be faithful in the calling that you have given us to do it faithfully and with full commitment, that your name will be lifted up in this community and also your people will be blessed. Bless us, Lord, as we continue to worship together through your word and fill us with your spirit and power, and also as we take part in the communion, that it will be a blessing in us and also to this world through us. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering. Scripture says those gifts give us a fragrant aroma that is acceptable before God, through your gifts and services that you offer to God. Loving God, we thank you for all the blessings that you shower upon us. Even when we are not aware of it, your blessings follow us wherever we are. We thank you for your presence with us every day. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Take this offering and bless it so that it will be multiplied in many fold to be a blessing to this community and around the world. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in our giving, in our services, in our ministry to this community, to be faithful in whatever opportunity that you've given us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated for a special from Carol.
It's a wonderful thing when you get to pick out the hymns that you love so much. And this is one that I've loved for as long as I can remember. And I know a lot of you feel the same. We're going to do it, and we're going to really concentrate on these words because they're so beautiful and they're so true. And I want to encourage you with these hymns, even when you're just looking at a hymnal yourself. Think about the words. The words are so important. It is well with my soul. And if you know it and you want to sing along, please do that.
Shall be sight the cloud.
Thank you, Carol. So scripture reading now, please stand if you are able. It's taken from the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 16 through 22. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you, to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women exclaimed, "Can this be Naomi?" "Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me." So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was just beginning. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving word, we thank you for the word that you give us, Lord, as our life and our spirit. Help us, Lord, to receive your word with humility and obedience, that it will become living spirit in us and also to be a life and spirit to this world. Give us a humble heart as we come before your word, Lord. Illumine our souls and open our hearts and minds, Lord, that we can receive it with full obedience. A word that brings power in our lives, so we can also bring power to people, other people in their lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The book of Ruth is another small, short book in the Old Testament that I like a lot because it's very short, just like the book of Esther we talked about last Sunday. And also it gives a big picture of who God is and a picture of who we are. That's why I like this little book. So it gives us very short passages, but very meaningful messages through them. And the book of Ruth, probably if you think about four chapters, very small book with only four chapters, could have been excluded from the Bible because it would have, probably would not have any major difference. But the Holy Spirit included that in our scripture for a purpose. Even though the story is short, God used a person like Ruth from a non-Jewish background to bless this world by becoming part of the history of salvation. That is the great story of the book of Ruth. So the story is a tragedy and a triumph tied up in just four short chapters. Ruth was not a Jewish person. She was a Moabite, a Gentile country for the Jews, and she was an intruder for the Jewish people, if you think about the history at that time. Jewish plan of history was laid out right from the beginning of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all of that tradition that they follow. And here comes Ruth, a Moabite who has no part in this this genealogy, is being included in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. That is the greatest story here. Ruth entered in the family history of Jesus Christ because she became the great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother of King David. That's how the story ends. The very first verse of the book of Ruth says that in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. And we are talking about the land of Bethlehem. It was because of that famine, this family, this particular family of a person called Elimelech and his wife, Naomi, and their two boys decided to leave Bethlehem because they had a big famine going there, no food. So they decided to go look for places where they can find food and have a good living. So they ended up in Moab, another tribe, another country where they don't worship the living God. But they were leaving Bethlehem. The name of the Bethlehem itself, you know, the name, the meaning of the word Bethlehem means house of bread. The house of bread is now with a situation where there's no bread. We sometimes find ourselves like that. When we take for granted a lot of things, and all of a sudden, boom, things change, and we can't make sense out of what happened. So what do? We decide to pack up and leave. Is that going to be the solution? Sometimes we think so. Like David says that when all these troubles were troubling him and all his enemies were trying to attack him from different ways, he says, Lord, if I had the wings of a dove, I could have flown and flew away from this place. Haven't you ever thought about that?
Yeah.
I have done it so many times, especially when I look back at my back window and those birds are flying. I said, man, if I could fly like that and go away from all of these problems, I'll be at peace. That's what you think.
Amen.
But life is not that easy. When I thought about that bird, one day I was sitting with my grandson playing with him in the deck. We had the covered deck with the wire mesh, the mesh that covers it. And this big bird that dashed through the air, I don't know what happened. He did not see the window, or it was very transparent before the bird. It came and banged on that mesh and broke it open. And I don't know if the bird died or not, but it just went back away and gone. So, and I thought about it and I saw that, man, their life is not that easy either. I don't want to be flying like that. So it is not what you think is flying away will give you the solution to your problem. The problems will be there no matter where you go. The birds have their own problems and we have our own problems. So don't be like a bird. Somebody used to say, like a pastor, I heard that if God gives me the wings to fly, I would fly. But thank God, God gave me the wings today that I don't have to fly. But now the Elimelech and Naomi and their two children, two boys decided to leave and find their job in Moab and started living there. Everything was going fine in the beginning. They went there, they were able to settle down and find jobs and started working there. Then tragedy started happening one after the other. Many, many things happen in our lives. Sometimes they come in clusters, don't they? We wish that, you know, if you had some kind of a break in between, but sometimes they all come together and hit us really hard. Many people leave their homes for many reasons, and we know that because we have moved from places to places for many reasons. Our children have moved because of their studies, their jobs, and many other things that in their lives. So moving has become a common part of our lives in the new age. But in those days, moving was not that common. People tended to be at home because they find it more comfortable at home than ever. But the story here tells us that Elimelech and Naomi and their two children found themselves in Moab, and Naomi was finally left alone with two women, her two daughter-in-laws, because her husband died first. And then right after that, her children got married while they got there, so everything was going fine. Then their husband died. Her husband died. And then one after the other, the two boys died. And here is Naomi in a strange land with two daughter-in-laws who are not Jewish people. One's name is Orpah. The other's name is Ruth. They are Moab women. They are not part of the Jewish tribe. So here is Naomi, knowing not what to do. She's left with two Moab girls, and she knew she could go home, but she didn't want to go home with two Moab women. Sometimes that's what we end up with, right? When we go and plan on our own ways and devise things on our own times, we sometimes have to take some baggages with us. We wish we could not. But even in the midst of those burdensome baggages that she had to carry, there was a blessing that God was storing in for us, for all of us today in history. Because Ruth was, even though she was a Moab woman, she said, Naomi, I'm not going to leave you. If you're going back home to Bethlehem, I am going to be with you no matter what happens. But I think business-wise, Orpah, the other daughter, was more wise. She said, I'm going to stay with my family, and you can see, and she said, bye-bye. But Ruth said, wherever you go, I will go. And whoever you worship, I will worship that God. Because I think Ruth saw something in Naomi's life that caught attention to her about a living God that she worshiped. And she understood that this living God has something to do with our lives. Even though she did not understand everything, she said, there is something behind it, and I'm going to pursue that. That is for real dedication and real commitment. When God shows us opportunities and God shows us ways of doing things, sometimes we take the easy way. And Jesus said, the way to life is not easy. It is narrow and it is difficult. And then there's the broad way. I mean, we see we have broad ways in many cities. They're not really broad. But we like to take the broad ways because it's easy than taking the narrow ways. But life to eternal life is not easy. It is a narrow way, and we have to take some decisions. So there are choices that we have to make. And Ruth made the right choice to go with Naomi to Bethlehem. And think about a little girl, a young girl, whose husband just died, and going with her mother-in-law to a place that she will be despised. And she probably didn't know much about it, but I know the Jewish people despised the Moabites. They didn't like them. And here is Ruth taking a chance of her life and going with Naomi to that Bethlehem, to this strange land. And they both decided, and Naomi tried her best to dissuade her from going with her. Because it was not good for Ruth. It was not good for Naomi, because God knows what was going to wait for her there, because if she's taking a Moabite girl with her going back there. Ruth did not back off. She decided to stay with Naomi and went back to Bethlehem. But when they arrived there, there was all their whole family, and they were there looking at strangely at Naomi and said, what happened to Naomi? You left here with a husband and two boys, and now you're coming back with a Moabite girl. What happened to the rest of us? As for Naomi saying that, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. Mara meaning bitter. The Lord has been bitter to me. Sometimes we feel like that. When tragedies happen one after the other, and then we come before our family, our friends, and other people, and they look at us, we like to have a pity party, right? Oh, I have this problem, I have this problem, I have that problem. We all have problems, right? But if you listen to some people, they think they have all problems carrying on their shoulders by themselves. But that is not what, as believers, we need to actually cast all of our burdens on our Lord and our Savior, because he has promised to carry all of our burdens. Not to have a pity party carrying all of these burdens on our back, saying that, oh, I have to carry this, I have to carry that. Everybody has to carry their own crosses and their own burdens. But sharing is okay. But having a pity party with all your problems all the time is not good for a believer. We need to get out of that pity situation and look forward to a blessing that God is waiting for with us, waiting for us. So this is what happened to Ruth. She made a choice to decide to follow Naomi to Bethlehem and take a chance, because she knew there was a God that Naomi was following, and she trusted in that God. God has not given us a life of fear. That's what Paul says in Timothy. But the power and love and a sound mind, it is always, life is an adventure in responsibility, and we must make choices in our lives. And also higher calling, Ruth's calling was about a commitment that she had to make. And she knew that she was going to make a commitment with her life. She has no way of going back. That's what she knew that. She was taking her own life and giving it to Naomi and saying, hey, I am going to be with you until death sets apart us. That's what she says. Commitment has something to do with our lives. If we don't have a risk of our life with our commitment, it is not really a commitment. You know, like the Marines have a billboard. I have not, if you noticed or not, they say they don't take applications. They take commitments. And we know that by their lives, right? They commit to the duty that's been given to them with their lives. That's what they're doing. No matter where they are sent, they will be faithful and committed to the cause that they've been sent to. And that's what Ruth did. She committed her life into the hands of Naomi and her God. And she knew there was no turning back. I generally say the example of bacon and egg breakfast. You have probably heard it before. In the case of bacon and egg breakfast, sometimes we like to get involved in church, not committed. But in the breakfast of bacon and egg, the chicken is involved and the pig is committed. That's what the difference is. A commitment that costs even life. That is what commitment is. And that's what God demands us from us. Jesus said, if anyone decides to follow me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Denying ourselves, meaning to give our lives, even if at the cost of our lives, that we have to follow and take up that cross. That is what commitment of a Christian should be. And there's also the higher opportunities that are waiting if you take up that higher calling and follow that to the end. When we read that, when they came to Bethlehem, it was the beginning of barley harvest. That's a good news in Bethlehem, because they haven't seen a harvest in years, because they had no rain and there was a big famine going on there. And several years probably have passed. Now, when they came back, you know what was going on there? There was a big harvest going on there. That's what happens to people who follow God's vision that God has given in their lives and take up that risk, even to the risk of their lives, and follow that vision. There is a great harvest waiting for God's people if you follow that vision. Ruth's origin was against her in many ways. She was a Moabite, a Gentile. The past was against her because her husband died and widows were not looked upon with great mercy at those days. And their religious tradition was against her because she was an idol worshiper and nothing to do with Jewish people. Her own sister-in-law was against her because she left. And then her future outlook was against her because she is going to the Jewish country. But when she went there, God opened up many, many ways. And we read later on in that story that she actually went to work for a man by named Boaz. God prepared a person to be there, to be her redeemer. For Naomi and Ruth, there was no other way other than somebody has to redeem them. They had nothing left. Nobody to turn to. But here was Boaz, one of their kinsmen, a distant relative, who actually was rich and he had a big field and the harvest was going on there. And Ruth went there to work in that field. And then finally we see that Ruth was married to that same Boaz and Ruth became part of the Jewish history after that. And then you can go back and read that book. It's only 4 chapters. Very, very, very interesting book to read. And it's a blessing to read it. And when Boaz married Ruth, they had a child. And that child became part of the history because it was Obed. And Obed became the father of Jesse. And Jesse is the father of King David. So that's how Ruth was interjected into the history of Jews and also ultimately Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ came from the genealogy of David. So look at how God brought together all of those things that don't make sense to us. And even bringing a Gentile woman into the family of Jesus Christ and also King David, that nobody could understand it. So it is not about race or about genealogy or tradition or anything that matters. It is the Almighty God working in us and through us, provided if we are open and take up that call, even at the cost of our lives, there is going to be a great barley harvest waiting for you and me if we take up that cause. A higher calling needs a commitment. A higher calling is a calling to greater opportunities. There are so many examples in the Bible that we can turn to. Moses grew up in the palace of the Egyptian Pharaoh, decided to leave because God gave him a call, a mission. And he did not consider that princely power and position to be anything. He just left it and went for the pursuit of the liberation of the people of God. Paul, Peter, all of these people took their own lives and gave it to the cause of the kingdom of God. So I'm here to tell you, even in the midst of some of our most trying times, even it seems like there is no hope for tomorrow, if we keep on trusting in a living God and commit our lives in the hands of God, there will be a great harvest waiting for each of us. As we come before this table, let us keep that in our mind, that God has a great blessing waiting for each of us. Take up the opportunity and follow that vision that God has set before us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Now we'll go to the Holy Communion today. If you can follow me, there is an insert in the back of your the plastic insert that you can follow for our Holy Communion order. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another.
Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience
through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and spirit. On the night to which he himself gave himself up for us, he took the bread, gave thanks to you, and broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup and gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is dying. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please join the table. This is the Lord's table, and the United Methodist Church is an open table. So all are invited, regardless of your background, church, or age. Please come and join the Lord's table. It's a love feast, as the ushers guide you. Let us give thanks. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. The closing hymn is, My Jesus, I love thee. If you are able, please stand. People of God, whatever situations of famine that you go through in your lives, remember that there is a God who has plenty of abundance and a harvest waiting for you. Take up that commitment and give your life in the hands of God, and he will see to everything that to the end. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.